The Johnson Wax Program. Presenting Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Jimmy Greer and his orchestra open the show with Dreamy Eyes. Just imagine the thrill of winning a handsome covered wagon trailer, a real home on wheels, equipped with everything you need for happy, comfortable living. Icebox, stove, closet, water tank, and two double beds with special springs. Each week, the makers of Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner are giving away one of these magnificent deluxe covered wagon trailers, valued at $1,000, delivered to your door. You can't appreciate the luxury of this covered wagon trailer built by the world's leading specialists in trailer coach manufacture until you see it yourself. Now, all you have to do to enter this great contest is to complete this sentence in 50 words or less. I like Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner because... Now, just finish this sentence telling your experience with these two remarkable products. Complete contest rules are printed in each combination package of Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner for sale at your regular Johnson Wax dealer, auto supply store, garage, or filling station. Now remember, you have a good chance to win a $1,000 deluxe covered wagon trailer this very week. So don't delay. This week's contest closes midnight Saturday, June 12th. Each Saturday night thereafter marks the close of another contest. Send your entry to S.C. Johnson & Son, Racine, Wisconsin. The vacation bug has bitten the McGees, and they've rented a cottage from a real estate agent, sight unseen. And here, driving along in the heart of the deep, dark forest, in search of this backwoods paradise, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
Gotta get them brakes fixed.
Well, which way do we go now? Can't we drive up to the cottage?
No, don't you remember what the salesman says? He says there'd be a short but delightful jaunt through the pine-scented woods to reach the quiet solitude of lovely Bidawee Cottage.
I know, but you'll remember he says he'd never seen the place himself. All he knew was what other people had said about it.
Sure, and the last people who had this here Bidawee Cottage says they'd never think of going anyplace else for a summer vacation.
I've been thinking that over, too. Well, I hope we'll be alone up here.
Why?
Oh, I love to go out and walk around in the bathing suit.
You do, huh? I knew it was pretty big, but I didn't know you could walk around in it. Don't you get it, Molly? I
say... Ain't funny, McGee.
Okay. Okay. Looked pretty funny to me when I was packing it. Well, come on, let's go.
Say, I wonder if it's safe to leave the car here.
Oh, I think so. The most anybody can do is steal the tires. And this one on the left rear here is...
You kicked it too hard, dearie.
Yeah.
Well, come on, you take the box of groceries and the camera and the suitcase, and I'll carry the pillows and the magazines and the knitting bag.
Well, how about my fishing tackle and stuff?
You can carry that, too.
Oh, yeah? Shall I run home and get the piano? Here, put this can with the groceries.
What's in it? It don't seem heavy. Oh, worms.
Why, certainly worms. What'd you think I was going to use for bait? French pastry?
Heavenly days, you and your fishing.
Don't scoff at my fishing, madam. I used to be the champion fin finagler of Pittsburgh. Pole Toter McGee, I was known as in one day.
Oh, my.
Pole Toter McGee, the peak of piscatorial perfection, persistently pursuing pike, pickle, and pretty perch from pool to pool, and paddling through every possible puddle and pond from Puxatawney to Pittsburgh.
Well, I hope we don't have to walk very far. It's getting pretty late.
Oh, this is just the time of the afternoon, Molly, when it's nice to hike through the woods. To see the gay little butterflies flitting hither and thither among the hither. To hear the melodious twitter of the Bob White. Did you ever hear me imitate a Bob White?
No, but I've heard you make a cuckoo out of yourself many times.
Now, listen. I'll see if I can get a Bob White to answer me.
Hello there.
Hello. Who are you?
Bob White. Who are you?
Fibber McGee. How are you, Bob?
Well, Fibber, be seeing you.
You see, Molly?
Is Jenny Wren a friend of yours, too? Come on, gather up yourself. Which way do we go? This path goes two ways.
The salesman says to turn left off the highway.
But that was if we came in from the north. We came in from the south.
Let me see. Coming in this way, left. That way is... No, it's... Well, that way's north, ain't it?
No, that way's north.
Why, it can't be, Molly. Look at the moss on them trees.
Very pretty, but what about it?
Why, shucks, every woodsman knows that the moss always grows on the east side of a tree. Therefore, if we face the moss, south is to the left.
To the right.
Okay, let's go straight ahead.
What a place. Don't look like there'd been anybody through here for years and years.
Well, the salesman says it was away from everything. He said, hey, there's a fella sitting on a log over there. We can ask him, will you? Hi there, Bob.
How do you do, sir? Will you please tell us what... Well, heavenly days, it's more too.
Hello, folks.
What are you doing up here in the woods, Mort?
I'm a hermit.
Oh, a hermit, eh?
Yeah. Thought I'd get away from everybody for a while and pick up some new jokes. I bought up a few pepperinos, too. Want to hear some?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, come on. They're Lulus. For instance, one fella says, he says, get a load of this now. I see where Bing Crosby's got himself a couple of racehorses and a jockey. Sure, says the other fella. He gives the jockey a pair of Paramount contracts. Oh, boy. Did I muff that one? That's one of my topical ones. That's the reason I slipped on it.
I'd say it was one of your typical ones. So you decided to be a hermit to practice your jokes in solitude.
Sure. Used to rehearse the jokes out behind the woodpile. Say, I thought that kindling had split. You catch on to it?
Well, I think being a hermit is your right vocation, Lord.
Yeah, and the cheapest vocation I ever took.
Oh.
Was that a nifty? Well, if you pass by here next spring, stop and holler. I'll be a-settin' here. I'm a hermit, boom, da-da-da.
Thank you.
I can't walk any farther without taking a rest. We'll be walking around here all night if we don't find that cottage pretty soon.
Don't worry about it, Molly. I've been making some mental calculations.
All right, where are we?
Well, now, look. From the way the leaves point on them oak trees and the way the birds fly kind of sideways, I figure there's about a 5-mile wind blowing.
Yes.
Now, presuming the birds are flying north, that gives us a 2-degree variation from the magnetic pole. You see how it works out if you just use your head?
Yeah, but where are we?
Well, I don't exactly know, but I...
Hello there, partners. Nice evening, ain't it?
Oh, you started me, sir. How do you do?
Hi, Slim. Can you tell us where the Bide-a-Wee cottage is?
Yeah.
Bide-a-Wee, Bide-a-Wee.
Bite to eat? Don't mind if we do.
No. Not a bite to eat. The Bide-a-Wee. It's a cottage. Oh, let's go find it ourselves, dearie.
Oh, wait a minute. How's fishing around here, Bud? Fish biting on flies?
Nope.
Worms, eh?
Nope.
What do? Cast?
Nope.
Don't tell me they ain't biting on something.
Ain't biting on nothing.
Why not?
Ain't no fish.
You mean to say there's no fish in the rivers around here?
Ain't no river. She's a creek.
Well, why didn't you say so? How's the fishing in the creek?
Ain't none.
No fish?
No creek. She dried up last year.
Thank you anyway, mister. We have to be going.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Got some sewing to do myself. Tore my britches coming through the bread. Well, so long, folks.
So long.
Hope you find your dog.
Who said anything about a dog?
You think you can carry that pack a little farther, Molly?
I think so.
Can you carry mine, too, so
what?
I can scout around a little and see?
Don't you dare go away and leave me alone in these woods.
Okay, let's walk on. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the cottage was around a turn in the trail here someplace. Listen, meadowlark.
What's a meadowlark doing in the woods? He must be lost, too. Oh, look, McGee, here comes somebody else.
Well, must have been a convention around here someplace.
Oh, heavenly days, it's a little girl. She must be lost.
Oh, I'll find out. Hi there, little girl.
Hi.
You acquainted around here?
With who?
I don't mean the people, I mean the locality.
Hmm?
I said, listen, sis.
Okay.
Listen.
All right.
Say, will you be quiet?
Sure.
That rabbit says, do you know a cottage called the Bide-a-Wee?
No, do you?
Well, of course. Well, naturally, what the... I said, of course I don't. Do you think I'd inquire where it was if I knew?
Knew what?
Knew where it was.
What?
The Oh, Dad's better. Skip it.
Oh, you mean skip the cottage name Bide-a-Wee that you don't know where it is?
No, I mean yes. Forget I ever asked about it.
Okay, I'll try.
Say, you ain't lost in the woods here, are you, sis?
No, I'm playing Indian, I betcha.
Oh, yeah, huh? She's playing Indian, Molly. You ain't gonna scalp us, are you, sis?
Hmm?
I says you ain't gonna scalp us, are you?
No. I'm portraying the more civilized type of redskin who refuses to indulge in such barbaric practices, I betcha. Goodbye now.
From the picture, The Hit Parade, Tommy Harris sings,
Sweet heartache, an ache without any pain. I'm like a ship in a gale, without any sail, oh. I've got trouble with my foolish heart. It has me worried now and then. It must be romance again. Trouble caused by Mr. Cupid's dart. I recognize this feeling that has my senses reeling. Sweet heartache, an ache without any pain. I'm glad you're back, sweetheart, hey, and I'm in love again. Sweet kisses from lips as eager as mine will add to my sweetheart, hey, and make it more divine. Why is it every time I look at you, I shake and tremble, for I resemble a ship in a gale without any sail. Sweet heartache, you're sent from heaven above. I'll gladly stand this heartache. It means that I found love.
Hey, Molly, slow down. What's the hurry?
Oh, we got to find that cottage before long, dearie. It's going to be dark soon.
Well, suppose I run on ahead and light a light in the cottage, and then you'll be able to find it easy.
How'll you find it?
Well, there's that, too, I guess. Oh, here comes a feller. I'll ask him. Oh, it's an Indian. Hi, Chief.
How do?
How do?
How do we find our cottage, Chief? The bite of we.
Me no know. You lost?
Sure, me lost. Where are we?
How me know? Me lost, too.
Heavenly days, an Indian lost?
Sure. No can find teepee.
He must have rented it from the same agent we did. What tribe you from, sir?
Lost tribe. Lost tribe, Israel. Oy, 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 where is mine to pay?
You mean teepee, don't you?
No, mine to pay. I was scalped last night.
Well, if I thought I could find my way back to the car, McGee, I'd leave this minute. The idea of renting us a cottage we can't even find.
Yeah, next time I see that rental agent, it'll be his finish.
Well, if it's a nice finish, he'd better protect it with Johnson's auto wax and cleaner. It's so easy to use.
Harpo.
Oh, hello, folks.
Heavenly days, Mr. Wilcox. What are you doing up here in the woods?
Oh, I've got a place up here.
Oh, you have a place, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's a relief.
Why?
Well, I was saying to Molly just the other night, I says, Molly, I says, do you think there'll ever be a place for Harpo? And she says, well, I...
Why, isn't it? What kind of a place have you got there, Mr. Wilcox?
Well, you see,
What's the matter with him, McGee?
He's lost his place.
Well, say, what are you two doing up here?
Well, we're looking for our cottage, the Bide Wee.
Which one?
What do you mean, which one?
Well, all the cottages around here are named either the Bide Wee or the Dewdrop Inn.
Yeah?
There was one guy last year, though, who changed the name of his place to Shady Rest. But we threw him out, the radical.
Well, I guess we don't get any help from you, Harpo, as usual.
Say, I know where there's a swell trout stream.
Honest, where?
I won't tell. You're mean to me. So long, Molly.
Fine sportsman. Won't even tell a guy where there's fishing.
Well, he is a sportsman, McGee. They say he plays a fine game of polo.
Well, why shouldn't he? He's played polo since he was three.
Three?
Sure. He used to sit on his kiddie car and swat mothballs around with a tack hammer.
Well, be that as it may, I'm getting awfully tired of carrying all this stuff around in these woods.
Well, let me think a minute. Hey, there goes somebody. Maybe he knows where... Hey, Bud, wait a minute!
Hello, Tavarich. Hello, Babushka. What is the matter?
We're lost. You live around here, sir?
Sure, Babushka. I am always living in woods. I am a lumberjack.
You're a what, Budka?
I am a lumberjack. I'm cutting down trees for lumber.
Oh, a lumberjack.
Da.
Well, listen, Budka. We rented a cottage up around here someplace, and we can't find it. The name is the By the Weed.
By the Weed. All cottages up here is by the weeds, Tavarish. Weeds is growing faster than trees is coming up. Weeds is growing so big around here, I may be soon being a weedlejack, cutting down weeds.
And you don't know where our cottage would be, eh, Bud?
No, Tavarish. And for your own goodness sake, I'm hoping you're never finding him.
Why?
Summer cottages are always full of relatives. And cottages full of relatives, it's something I am crazy about not having some. Hey, you...
See, I'm getting discouraged. I simply can't walk any... Oh, there's Jimmy Greer. Hello, Jimmy. Yoo-hoo.
Hi, Jimmy. Come here a minute.
Hello, folks. What's the matter?
We've lost the cottage, Jimmy. I mean, we can't find where we are.
You're getting it all balled up, Mom. You see, Jimmy, to put it into plain words, we rented a cottage that ain't here. Well, that is, it's here, but we've mislaid. I mean, We can't find where it's supposed to, and we've looked all over, and it certainly is, because it can't be any place else. And how do we know?
What are you talking about?
You know where there's a cottage called the Bide Weed, Jimmy?
No.
Well, that's settled. I see you've been fishing, Jimmy. You catch any?
Oh, I caught a number.
What number?
I know that you know.
Well, play it, Jimmy.
Are glad to announce the winner in last week's trailer contest, sponsored by the makers of Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner. The winner, Mr. G.A. Burdick of 1115 West Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, wins the luxurious deluxe covered wagon trailer, the finest trailer you could ever hope to own. We know Mr. Burdick's family will have a wonderful time this summer in that magnificent trailer, for it's completely equipped for housekeeping and is roomy enough to accommodate four people very comfortably. Don't forget, Mr. Burdick, Johnson's Wax and Cleaner will keep your covered wagon trailer beautiful and bright for years to come.
Oh, McGee, I'm all in. Let's sit down under that big tree over there a while and rest.
Okay. Not that I'm tired, of course, but just... Hey, Molly, there's a lake. You see it through the trees?
Oh, describe it to me. I'm too tired to look.
Well, you sit down here and rest while I take a look along the shore.
No, sir, you stay right here. I don't want to have to come and look for you, too.
Oh, okay. Move over. Ground's nice and soft, huh? Kind of good to sit down at that.
What a day. We'll rent a cottage for a week, and it'll take us our whole vacation to find it.
Well, it can't be far away now. It's probably on that lake. It's funny the agent didn't mention that lake, Chris.
Yes, and I'd rather you didn't mention the agent. Sit still. In these days, what are you squirming about?
Restless, I guess. Where's my fish hooks? Guess I must have lost them.
You put them in your hip pocket.
Oh, that's what I did with them. I thought we were sitting on an anthill.
Whoopee! Right back there, Skippy!
Whoopee! Hey, hold it there, Grandma. Hold it. Hey, what's the idea of a woman your age pooping and hollering through the woods and banging a dad-ratted bell? Who are you, anyhow?
Who am I?
Yes.
Why, say, son, I'm Minnie Waters, the moonshiner's daughter. Whoopee!
Moonshiner's daughter?
Absolutely, Shorty. Well, my old man runs the biggest still in these parts.
Do tell.
You must have heard the old saying about him.
No.
Water still runs deep. Woohoo!
Calm down a minute. I still don't know why you're clanging around the woods with that bell.
Well, sonny, it's like this.
Yeah?
After 50 years, I decided to try out the old man's moonshine, so I took it there. And I've been kicking the gong around ever since. Whoopee!
Hey, listen, Grandma, we rented a cottage around here someplace, the Bide Wee.
Oh, yes, the Bide Wee.
Yep.
Say, that's the cottage Jack Benny stayed in last year.
It is?
It sure is, Shorty. Only he called it Bide Wee. Woohoo! Well, so long, Pantyway. Who's got a mountain lion they want strangled? Yoo-hoo!
Imagine that old blister, Molly.
Well, at least she's enjoying herself, which is more than I am.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Molly. I'll step over to the lake and look up and down the shore. Might see the cottage over there.
Well, all right, but hurry back.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Oh, dear, why did we ever come?
Howdy, ma'am.
Oh.
Well, you look kind of tuckered out.
I am that, sir. My husband and I are looking for our cottage, and we can't find it. The Bide Wee. You know where it is, sir?
Reckon I do, ma'am, but I'll have to row you over to it.
Well, thank goodness. McGee, come here a minute. Very kind of you, sir.
No trouble at all, ma'am. Well, we're going across the lake anyhow.
Say, you know, the agent never mentioned this lake to us.
Well, it ain't been here long.
You haven't?
I have. The lake hasn't. They just built a dam down there, and it backed up to make a lake.
Hey, Molly, you call me?
Yes, McGee. This gentleman knows where by the wheel.
Oh.
He'll row us over to it.
Well, that's fine. Much obliged, Doc.
That's okay, stranger. Carry your bundle for you, lady.
Oh, thank you.
Great. Now, you carry mine, Molly, while I fit my fishing tackle together.
Carry it yourself, Higgins.
Okay.
Here's the rowboat, ma'am. Watch your step.
Oh, my. It's a nice boat you have here, sir.
Best boat on the lake.
It is?
It is?
It sure is.
And to think our cottage is right near this sweet little lake.
Well, you'll have to admit I can pick them, Molly.
Say, where is by the wee cottage from here, sir?
Well, ma'am, ought to be right about in here somewhere.
In here? Are you balmy, Bud? Why, this is the middle of the lake.
Sure it is. By the wee's about 40 foot below, right under the boat.
Heavenly day.
You mean to say we rented a cottage that's 40 foot underwater? Well, give me the key to that joint, Molly.
Here, but McGee, what are you going to do?
Why, somebody went away and left the water running. I'm going to dive down and shut it off.
Depressing weather comes along, no woman wants to do tiresome housework. That's why millions of clever housewives have adopted the modern, easy method of keeping their floors and linoleum bright and sparkling. They use Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, the remarkable liquid polish that shines without rubbing or buffing, saves linoleum from dirt and wear, and does away with the drudgery of floor scrubbing. If you want to take life easier this summer, play more and work less. Try Johnson's self-polishing glow coat on your floor. Glow coat never smears or streaks. It dries in just 20 minutes, making old linoleum shine like new, warding off scratches and stains. Order Johnson's self-polishing glow coat tomorrow from your dealer. Look for the lettering GLO-COAT on the attractive yellow can. Oh yes, remember, the larger sizes save you money.
Great out here on the coast, ain't it, Molly?
Yes, everybody's been lovely, haven't they?
How long do you suppose we'll be here in Hollywood?
Well, we ought to finish up our pictures this way, please, one of these days. Unless we have an accident like me Uncle Dennis had.
Well, what happened to Uncle Dennis? I thought he was a director for Western Pictures out here.
He was.
Yeah?
But up in the mountains the other day, you know, he was directing a picture.
Yeah?
And somebody handed him his megaphone wrong end, too. And he directed himself right over a cliff.
He did? Good night.
Good night, all.
Now, don't forget, it's not too late to enter the big Johnson Wax covered wagon trailer contest. Full details can be secured from your dealer. This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax at Racine, Wisconsin, and inviting you all to be with us again next Monday night at the same time. Good night.
Molly have come to you from Hollywood over the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.